Every time you look at a pair of scissors, do you think of Psycho Sid and Arn Anderson? We do. So listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, the Impact Player.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Oh, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwback and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah, 2018 is in effect. All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, the first one of 2018. I'm your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philip G. Rea. And my partner will be here momentarily. Let me get him in there, because we'll explain why. He is doing it this way. You better be connected now. Hello? I'm calling you. Oh boy, we're starting already. Starting off on a great note. All right. Says he's unavailable. So, if you've been living under a rock, the Northeast got blasted with a lot of snow. And I just found out literally about 18 minutes ago that Choppy wasn't coming. So he got snowed in, and he couldn't get his car out. And so now we're going to Skype him in. Let's try this again. I fucking hate Skype. But you gotta take one for the team once in a while. Oh, Jesus. He cannot be reached on Skype at the moment. Okay, so anyway, Choppy's on the other side of the island. He is snowed in. Both his cars are snowed in, apparently. And I only found this out less than 20 minutes ago. So that's why we're trying to get him on Skype. I added him on Skype before we went live. And now he's not there. And I really don't want to do the show without him because we have a lot of stuff to cover. Missed call. No shit. Hello? Pick up the sky. Let's try this again, shall we? Are you there?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. You were unavailable.
Get out of here.
I've been trying to call you for the last 3 minutes.
I apologize to you and to the listeners. How you doing, guys?
Oh, that's all right. All right, so. So we got, we didn't get hit as bad as everybody else did, but we got, now what happens is, though, we got about 4 to 6 inches where we live. I was telling the fans about the nor'easter we just had. What do they call it, the bomb cyclone? What they call it, do you know?
It was called the bomb cyclone. It was a shit storm.
So basically, if a hurricane and a snowstorm had a baby, you know, that's what you would get, apparently.
Correct.
I didn't know the term. I wish I was a meteorologist because they get paid to tell you bad news and mess up the news, right?
Yeah.
So he said the best was Thursday morning. He's like, well, we're going to get either 2 inches or 2 feet. And I was like, okay. Now Choppy normally works outdoors. I work for EMS, which never sleeps. So now coming in, I was fine. I was scared coming home, though, because if we were to get snowed in, I might have to stay at the hospital.
Yeah.
Which I didn't want to do, you know? But the snow did let up around, I don't know, like around dinner time last night. But the problem is now is that we have legit sub-zero temperatures outside.
Correct.
So now Everything is ice. It's like the fucking hot planet outside, you know? Except that we don't have tauntauns. We have idiots in cars just looking to
Who don't know how to fucking drive, apparently.
Correct. Correct.
Dude, when I saw Mr. G rolling up his sleeves and explaining the weather, I was like, oh, man, we are fucked today.
For people who don't know who Mr. G is, Mr. G has been a meteorologist on radio and TV in New York for legit over 35 or 40 years.
Correct.
Irv Jaikowski is his real name. They call him Mr. G for short. And I'm not going to call him anything else because he's Mr. G. Yeah, when Mr. G takes off the suit jacket, the double-breasted suit jacket, and the sleeves go up, you know it's a wrap. In the morning, there's, hello, I'm Byron Miranda, this black dude from California, and he wears these funny ties and talks like the movie phone guy. Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. He's like, I'm Byron Miranda. And I was like, oh, Christ, not this guy. You know, but so luckily I was off today, but I went outside for like 3 seconds to check the mail, and I was like, oh man, I don't miss being on the road, man, with the ambulance, because it was days like this where I just didn't, you know, you get that chill, you're done.
Correct.
And you got to move patients and stuff.
I mean, today when I was, I actually caught the ferry this morning, and dude, legit, it was the worst fucking ferry ride I've ever had, just because of the weather conditions, the way people were just moving. They were just like trying to knock you over because they were trying to get to work. And I literally had to fucking elbow people in the shoulder to like, yo, get the fuck out of my way, you know?
Yeah. So last night, I had gotten out of work at 6 o'clock. So my one of my bosses was like, yo, I'll drive you to the bus stop. And I was like, wow, really? That first of all, taking me to a bus stop from another bus, he took off 30 minutes off my commute. Because my whole avenue where I work was covered in ice. Wow. And the one bus wasn't coming. So now, as I'm getting to the bus stop, Choppy texts me. He's like, yo, I don't know what's going on, but be careful. I'm like, dude, I'm already, like, I'm at the bus stop. Like, I'm going home. Like, I'm, you know. And then walking home was a feat.
Yep.
Because some of the streets were shoveled and some of them weren't. So.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, so that's what we're dealing with now. We're dealing with, like, now we're going to have sub-zero temperatures now and tomorrow and I think Sunday. It's supposed to break on Monday. It's supposed to go up, like, 40 degrees on Monday.
Oh, wow. That's going to be 40 degrees is going to feel like 60 to us.
Now, I know people who we have a lot of Midwestern listeners, and they laugh at us when we get weather like this because, you know, 0 degrees for them, below zero is like, you know, sunshine and 70 San Diego, you know? They get like minus 35, minus 40. They laugh at us when we get shit like this, you know?
Correct, yeah.
Right, yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, all right, you know, and you get your laughs in now. But the problem is, it's not really – see, for me, it's not the weather. It's the commute, like getting around. Because, I mean, if I'm in Iowa and it's below 35 below zero – you're not really dealing with a ton of people. If it's 35 below in Manhattan where there's 8 million fucking people and they're looking to get home or get to work, get to the where they got to get, it's a wrap.
Correct.
So case in point, coming home Wednesday night before it even snowed, the transit authority decided to shut down the trains and it took me – I missed my boat Wednesday night. It took me almost an hour to get from to the ferry. Because they put three different trains on one train line, and they shut down all the other trains to put them in storage for the cold weather. And I was like, it didn't even fucking snow yet. So and then they closed schools. Here's the funny thing. They closed schools yesterday. Now, before this mayor, right, before our current mayor became in office, New York City closed schools three times since 1979. This jerk off closes schools every time there's a snowstorm.
Yeah, he does.
Because of Sandy. Because we were unprepared for Sandy. The city got fucked up. And because of that, he shut the schools down. And I was like, okay. And I wasn't sending him to school today because it was like, forget about it. It's ridiculously cold outside. So who's going to send their kid to school today? You know, my hospital was 60% empty yesterday. We were at 42 percentile yesterday at the hospital. I was like, man, thank God. So, I just getting around, dude. Just getting around is the chore, you know.
I mean, especially for like people that use mass transit over here in the tri-state area, it's a really big chore. And people, I mean, for people that don't live in New York City, if you could just feel our pain in terms of how to get to work and then come home. Yesterday, you know how Phil just explained that it took him an hour to get to the ferry. Yesterday, because of the snowy conditions, it took me literally 3 hours to get home yesterday.
Yeah.
And it pissed me the fuck off. And then on top of that, what even pissed me off even more is that I was told to be at work at 6:30 in the morning. I'm at work at 6:30 in the morning. Lo and behold, we work for literally 4 hours. And they're like, all right, guys, go home. You know, just go home because the weather's getting bad. I'm like, you motherfuckers, you knew the weather was going to get bad. Why didn't you just tell us not to go to work?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But the
fucking
thing,
assholes.
But the thing is with you, though, is if you don't go to work, you don't get paid.
Correct.
Right. So for me, it's like if I would have stayed home yesterday, at least I have like sick time and all that other shit.
Correct.
You unfortunately don't have that option. So you have to go to work and that sucks.
Yep.
So
it sucks.
So yesterday I left my house at 4:30 in the morning just to get to work for 8 o'clock.
Oof.
So I left at 4:30 and wasn't snowing, but that wind was whipping, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I was wearing a dead Muppet around my mouth just to keep warm, bro. I was like, yo, this is like no joke. This is no joke. So it is winter, so I really don't complain about the winter. I just complain about the commute getting around, you know?
Yeah.
So And I felt bad because I wasn't home last night and they had to shovel the front, you know. And normally I do all that, but they wanted to do it. And I was like, okay. And by the time I got home, I was like, okay. Christmas was already in the boxes and they shoveled. And I was like, wow, okay. So I was like, all right, no arguments for me. So
what do you call it? Did you have the kid at home yesterday?
Yeah. They can't. Well, I wasn't home. She stayed home with him.
That's the beauty right there. Use the kid.
Yeah, dude. You know what? A couple of people called in. I have childcare issues. Like, I knew she was staying home from work, and I didn't want to be a dick and be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Because, and normally, we were fully staffed yesterday. My division was fully staffed. I said we had like 8 or 10 people. Like, this one guy. I hate when people call out when they. This guy calls 3 hours before his tour. I'm snowed in. I can't come in. Dude, go outside and fucking shovel your car out. You knew you were working the overnight shift the entire day. You know, you knew it was snowing all day. Go outside and shovel your car out, man. Come on. I hate people like that. But you know what? It is what it is.
Is what it is. Well, but it's like what you said before. I mean, by like 5, 6 o'clock, it stopped snowing. So if you think about it, there's really no excuse for anybody that was working like an overnight shift at your hospital because you could have made it to work at that time.
Yeah, and you know what's cool about us, too? If we're stuck at the hospital, we have a hotel around the corner of the Helmsley Tower. And they'll let us sleep in some of the rooms. The problem with that is, though, it's a fucking sausage fest. You got to share the room with, like, 7 people. And I'm like, nah. So we get these military cots. I don't want to sleep on a military cot. So I'll do what I can to get home and then get back again. You know, but during Sandy, I had no choice. I was stuck there for 1 or 2 snowstorms already where I couldn't go back. But you know what's cool, though? They'll feed you. They'll give you blankets and pillows and stuff like that. They take care of you, you know. With Sandy, I got a bonus for being there, you know. Like, you know, they hooked us up. So there are some perks to it, but nobody wants to stay at work. No one wants to. No one, I mean, you want to sleep in your own bed, you know. I don't know, but it's like sub-zero outside. Nobody want, and you want to go home to your nice heated home, you know. So it is what it is.
I'll tell you right now, right now outside, I was outside literally waiting for the bus for literally 40 minutes, and it was brick, dude. It was the worst. I've never felt this cold. I don't think we've ever felt cold.
I wish you would have called me or took an Uber or something. I would have, and wifey was out, she would have grabbed you.
If I had known, I would have done it, bro. I tell you. But it was like, the thing is, we've never felt cold like this in a long time.
No, this is... Yeah, that's the thing though. It's not like a regular cold. It's brutal outside. It's like fucking
bad.
It's Green Bay, Wisconsin, Iowa fucking cold, you know?
Yep.
So dude, how was your New Year's?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, me and the wifey and the kid just stayed home and we put the kid to sleep and me and her just had like a little romantic little date night here at home.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was very, very, and then we went to go visit my in-laws, you know, my father-in-law, and that was it. Nothing big. And on top of that, we have the baby, so you really can't do much when you have a baby at home. So,
right.
And I was afraid of like driving around, especially with these drunk knuckleheads out there. So I figured just stay home and be safe.
Yeah, it's amateur night, man. I went out for 3 hours and I came back home.
Oh, by the way, that was a really nice video you guys took of you and Tony Han.
Oh,
very
yeah,
nice.
yeah. That was cool. She went to her friends have a band. Her friends are in a jug band.
No way.
Yeah, so one chick plays the washboard, one dude plays the fucking banjo, you know, so...
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I saw them. I saw their set. And then we rang in the new year with a bunch of hipsters. And I had a couple of ciders. And that's it, man. I came home. And that's pretty much it. And then the next day, I just hung out. Really, we didn't do anything. I watched The Odd Couple, you know, like I do every year now. The Odd Couple Marathon, you know.
Did you watch The Honeymooners?
I mean... I used to before the Odd Couple Marathon came on. Every year was the Honeymooners, and I own all the episodes anyway on DVD.
Okay,
because my dad was a big Honeymooners mark, you know. So I got, you know, when my brother and I used to play them, you know, during New Year's, you know, before they had the marathon. So now, but now I compete because I love the Odd Couple so much. I like to watch that marathon. So I was watching that. I stayed home. Really, we didn't do much, you know.
And that's with Walter Matthau, correct?
Well, that was the movie. The show movie is Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
Gotcha. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry. I'm old, so only old people know that stuff, you know?
Listen, you and Tony, I swear to God, you and Shining Wizards Tony always swear that you guys are old. You guys are not old.
Yeah, we're old.
You guys need to stop.
Well, we're old compared to all of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not old in hindsight. We're not old. We're old compared to our peers, because all of our peers are... Well, I mean, the only elder statesman besides me is fucking Surfer. You know, other than that, everybody else is old. You know, everybody else is younger than us, I mean. You know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, Phil Rea is only 10 years older than me, so he's really not that old.
I'm old. I'm old. I feel old with this weather, though. I can tell you that, bro.
Oh, dude. Ugh.
Like, you know, I feel like a geriatric. Everything hurts.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. By the way, I was going to ask you. I have not seen Wrestle Kingdom, and I already saw the spoilers already, so you could say whatever you got to say. What was your initial impressions of the whole stage, of the whole experience, the whole event, the whole show? What'd you think?
All right, so let me premise this with the whole setup. I went a little overboard with social media, and I told everybody, listen, this is the first time in 10 years that I was officially logged off of social media for over 12 hours, for 18 hours, from midnight to like 7 or 8 o'clock the next night, I was off fucking social media. So, of course, as you all know, Mega Powers and Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas, our brothers, they're over there, and they went, you know? So Dave has been there for almost a month already. Dave has been a couple of weeks already. Dave has been posting pictures from all his shows. And so him and Rob went to Wrestle Kingdom. Rob wore our shirt, which was cool. There's a picture of Rob in front of the Tokyo Dome.
Yep.
With a Turnbuckle Throwback shirt. So God bless him. They did send me a program. They got it for me. They're going to bring it home. So that's cool.
Yep.
And so now, when I got home that night, Wednesday night, I was like, you know what? I got home late because, like I said, I missed my boat. I couldn't sleep. So I was tossing and turning. Around 3, about 4 o'clock, I rolled over, and I had to get up at 4:30 anyway to get, you know, to get dressed and go to work. I was starting to watch it live. So I saw the Kota Ibushi, Cody Rhodes match, and then I saw the four-way for the junior heavyweight title. And I'll go over the results in a second. But the setup was great. The commentating was cool. There were 10,000 more people than there were last year. So there were I think there were over 40,000 this year. You know, and that's for a wrestling show in this age. That's pretty big. They had a Gaijin section. Rob and Dave, they sat with a bunch of dudes.
Yep.
From the States, so that was pretty cool. They made some friends. That was fun. Just watching, just logging into social media last night before I started watching it. When I got home, I downloaded it. I didn't even want to stream it. I downloaded it, so I don't have to. So I could fast forward it and stuff. So if you want to watch it, I have it. You know, I have the I have it on an MP4. So
I would love to see it, dude. I heard like from my next door neighbor. He's a huge wrestling mark. He told me that his favorite match of the night was definitely the four way for the junior heavyweight title.
Yeah, you know what? Let's get into it right away. So they do a rumble every year. And like a Royal Rumble, that's their pre-show.
Correct.
The thing is, though, they do pinfalls in this thing.
Okay.
So this year was they had Chase Owens, Cheeseburger, Finley, Delirious, Desperado. There was a bunch of Gambino. What's that?
Did you say Finley was there?
Dave Finley, not Fit Finley.
Oh, I thought you said Fit Finley. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Masahito Kikihara won it by eliminating Cheeseburger with an STO.
Okay.
The complete field, though, was Bushi, Chase Owens, Cheeseburger, Finley, Delirious from Ring of Honor, El Desperado, Gino Gambino, Hanare, Hiroshi Tenzan, Jushin Liger, Katsuya Kitamura, Leo Tonga, Nakanishi. Like I said, Kikihara was in it. Kojima was in it. Taka Michinoku, Tiger Mask 4, Yoshihashi, Kanemura, Yuji Nagata, and Yujiro Takahashi.
I was really hoping for a Scott Norton appearance, but
me too. And Vader, because I mean, him and Animal were talking about doing a team thing. You know, I was hoping it would show up though. Kikihara, I said, wow, he looks like a cancer patient. He is. He was a cancer patient. This guy looks like he just got all fucking radiation, and he did. So I felt terrible when I said that, but yeah, he cuts a promo on how he beat cancer, and he asks to send the support to Yoshihiro Takayama, and the guys from the classic Japanese wrestling page on Facebook, they raised money for Takayama over $7,000. So there's a picture of them giving the check to Minoru Suzuki, which is pretty fucking cool.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So your next match is for the IWGP Junior Tag Team Championship. The Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson, for the seventh time became IWGP Junior Tag Champions by beating the Roppongi 3K, Sho and Yo, a.k.a. the Tempura Boys.
Yep, Tempura Boys.
By submission with a sharpshooter from Nick on Yo. The next match was Bullet Club, Bad Luck Fale, Tama Tonga, and Tangaloa defending the never open weight six man gauntlet match against Chaos, which was Beretta, Tomohiro Ishii, and Toriano. Michael Elgin and War Machine, Suzuki Gun, which is Taichi, Ishika, and Zack Sabre Jr., versus Taguchi Japan, which is Juice Robinson, Taguchi, and Makabe. Suzuki, let's see. Yeah, so it turns out that, whatchamacallit, the Chaos guys won. They beat the Bullet Club with a dude buster from Beretta and Tama.
Gotcha.
On Tama Tonga.
What are they doing with these guys? The Gorillas of Destiny, man. I love that group.
Well, I'm gonna get into something happened this morning or yesterday morning on New Year's Dash. I'm gonna go into that because there's a Bullet Club. There's something going on with the Bullet Club. I'll get into that in a few minutes.
Okay, gotcha.
Kota Ibushi beat Cody Rhodes with the Phoenix Splash. That was a good match.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's some stuff going on with that too, and I'll get into that in a minute. Los Ingobernables de Japón, Evil and Sonata, your boy Sonata, beat the Killer Elite Squad to win the IWGP. IWGP Tag Team Championship. Sonata hit a moonsault on Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Fucking what does New Japan see in Sonata, dude?
You're out of your mind. Sonata's a talent,
Sonata.
You're out of your mind, man. Sonata's a talent. Dude. Hiroki Goto, this was the slab of beef slobberknocker of the night. Hiroki Goto beat Minoru Suzuki, with the GTR to win the Never Openweight Championship. This was a hair versus hair match.
Wow.
Which kind of bothered me because Suzuki didn't have much hair to begin with. But, you know.
Okay.
Suzuki, looked like he was going to leave without doing the deed, but he comes back to the ring, sets up a chair, and uses clippers to shave his head. they do a video package for the major dates in 2018 through G1. The next match, and you just mentioned it with your neighbor, Will Ospreay, was on fire. He beat Takahashi, Kushida, and Marty Scurll by pinfall with the Os Cutter on Scurll to win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. This match, I mean, guys getting their spots in, I get it, but it was so well done. And everybody told a really good story. Marty Scurll is so good, man. He's a great heel in that ring, man.
He's fantastic.
And you know Kushida? For some reason, I know Kushida's an amazing tag team wrestler. I like him better as a singles wrestler.
I think so, too. I agree with you on that one. Absolutely.
I like him. I like Kushida as a regular singles wrestler. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like him in a tag team. I like him and Shelly. But that was... That was by far probably the match of the night.
Can I ask you something about that match? Was it a complete spot fest, or was it told very well?
No, it was told very well. Like, there were a couple of spots where one spot where Marty Scurll gets tape from wrist tape, and he fucking tapes Takahashi's arm to the guardrail outside and starts kicking the shit out of him.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. The IWGP Intercontinental Championship, the ace of New Japan, Hiroshi Tanahashi, beat Switchblade Jay White by pinfall with the high fly flow. let's not put all of this kid's eggs in one basket. Let him shine. he's going to be a player, I guarantee you.
Absolutely.
I did not expect him to win the championship, and I'm glad he didn't because something happened the night afterwards, and I'll get into that in a second. Now, for this was an ODQ match. Kenny Omega defeats Chris Jericho by pinfall with the one-winged angel on a chair.
Yep.
Retaining the IWGP U.S. Championship. Now, these guys legit kicked the shit out of each other. I'm talking brawls. I'm talking chairs. I'm talking tables. I'm talking outside spots. I'm talking Jericho being 1999 heel Jericho. At one point, you know, Red Shoes' son is a young lion, right?
Yes, correct.
He not only beat up on Red Shoes and pushed him, knocked him around on purpose, but he put his son in the fucking, Jericho. Oh,
okay, yeah.
I was like, the kid didn't do anything. He was outside the ring. And then at one point, Jericho was shit-talking. He set the table up, and Chono was ringside. And you could hear him go, you see this, Chono? You see it? And he's like, Jericho was money, man. And I tell you, he came out with the light bright jacket.
Yep.
And Omega came out with some fantasy helmet with the gun.
Fantastic.
He was cosplaying for fucking Comic-Con.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, can I just say that Jericho's theme song was fantastic?
Yeah, it's his band, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the Fozzy band. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, Mikey asked me. He was like, what is that? I'm like, that's Fozzy. He's like, oh, yeah?
He's like, oh, awesome.
He goes, oh, yeah? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so it was a great match. It lived up to the hype. Legit, Kenny Omega took a beating. And this is not a Kenny Omega match. Kenny Omega does not brawl. He does not kick and punch like he was. He doesn't cut and bleed like he did. Like, he went all out and did the deed. So good for him. Good for Chris Jericho for showing up and coming correct because he started all this. You know, it was great. And in the main event, the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada, defeats Tetsuya Naito by a Rainmaker, but pinfall to retain the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So, you know, again, Naito supposed to be the guy. Okada's the longest reigning champion. He's the best wrestler in the world, in my opinion, right now. He came correct. The guy, it wasn't as great as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't the hype. The hype was there, but the match was a little bit flat for me, if I had to really nitpick at it. But it was okay. It wasn't bad. It was just wasn't what I thought it would, what it should have been.
If I'm not mistaken, I think from what I understand, wasn't Naito still suffering from a shoulder injury or some type of injury he was working through?
Not sure. Maybe. You could be right. I didn't read anything about that, but you could be right.
I mean, because I heard rumors that he was working through an injury. And that could have been one of the main reasons why he didn't get the belt, and that's why Okada kept the title.
That could be possible. Post match, I don't speak Japan. Shout out to Don Tony. I do not speak Japan, but I got a translation on this one. Gato, the hype man, puts Naito over as a superhuman. Says nobody could stop Okada. The champion follows it up and says Okada says he'd like to wrestle Naito in the Tokyo Dome again, and thanks the crowd, promising to fill it up the next time. He goes on by saying his fans are happy and Naito's fans are sad, but he wants to make all the wrestling fans happy and make it rain, not just to cash, but also happiness.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that was Wrestle Kingdom 12, folks, and it was a happening. It was a happening.
Can I ask you, what was Mikey's reaction to the show?
He loved it. He liked the Jericho match a lot. He felt the same way I did about the main event. It was a little bit flat. Like, he was like, eh. At that point, he was pulling out his wrestling figures and he was playing with them and shit. He was getting a little bored. He was getting a little antsy. It's hard to sit through a New Japan show. It's like fucking 4 hours long, you know?
Yeah.
Well worth it, though. He liked it. And he knew all the players, which I'm happy about. Like, he knew, like, guys were coming out. And he knew, like, by music, look at that. That's so-and-so. I was like, ah, cool. And he knew the people, like... the next night they had New Year's Rush, New Year's Dash. I mean, which is which is the equivalent to like the Raw after WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they're all tag matches. That's the gimmick on the New Year's Dash. They're all tag matches. We'll go over these real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Nakanishi, Cozy, Tenzan, Kojima, and Yuji Nagata beat Narita, Umino, Yagi, and Oka. Those are all Young Lions. So the Young Lions got a shine against the Legends. Suzuki Gun, El Desperado, Taichi, Taka Michinoku, Izuka, and Kanemura beat Hanare, Kawato, Jushin Thunder Liger, Tiger Mask, and Makabe by pinfall.
I'm still amazed that Taka Michinoku's still going at it.
Yeah, yeah. They beat me by pinfall with the Pinchy Loco from Desperado on Kawato.
Okay.
Switchblade Jay White over Kitamura. Kitamura is that big diesel young lion.
Yes, he's a monster, dude. I love him.
Yeah, he beat him with the Blade Runner. Now the Blade Runner is the same move as Sister Abigail's from Bray Wyatt, and Mikey made it a point that Jay White's is way better than Bray Wyatt's.
I agree. I completely agree.
And I didn't have an opinion on it until I saw it. I think Jay White just puts more into it when he leans over.
Yep.
You know, and he's more precise with it. Maybe because he's thinner, I don't know, but he does it way better than Bray Wyatt does. So we'll get back to Jay White in a minute. Because the Elite, Kenny Omega, Nick and Matt Jackson over Cheeseburger and Roppongi 3K with the assisted Indie Taker on Cheeseburger. The Bucks had him up for they had one of the guys from Roppongi up for the Indie Taker. Kenny Omega whips the Young Buck, you know, off the ropes and then lifts assist him to the Indie Taker. To Matt Jackson, who was holding him. Nick Jackson, I think, was holding him. And one of the Bucks has a bad back, so he was nursing that. It was a good match, but clearly he was nursing it. It was just, he tweaked it, couldn't do all the spots he wanted to do. Who's the one with the big sideburns? That's Nick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Nick Jackson. No Matt. That's no, Matt Jackson?
It's Matt. It's Matt Jackson.
So Matt was the one who was nursing a bad back. So,
okay.
Let's see. Okay, so let's go into this. Bullet Club. Chase Owens, who only wrestles in Japan, apparently. Cody Rhodes. Leo Tonga. Have you seen the size of this kid?
Yes.
Leo Tonga. He's like a 7-foot Samoan.
Yep. Seen him.
Yeah. And Marty Scurll and Takahashi over Taguchi. Taguchi Japan, which was Finley, Juice Robinson, Kota Ibushi, Kushida, and Taguchi. With Cody hit the American Nightmare on Finley. So now, post match, Kota Ibushi gets beat up bad by Kota Ibushi gets beat up bad by Cody. Bullet Club go to like pilmanize him. Kenny Omega makes the save.
Really?
So he and Cody are like jawing at each other, pushing, shoving. Now you know Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega were a tag team. And they're they're really good friends. So they were pushing and shoving. Bullet Club got involved. They came out. They split everybody up. Like Cody was jawjacking. Brandy got involved. Like she was doing commentary. She was terrible. And they all got they had to get pulled away from each other. So Kenny stays in the ring and cuts a promo about being sick of Bullet Club's infighting, and said he had a solution: Switchblade. Calls out Jay White. White comes down, accepts the Bullet Club t-shirt, and then immediately hits the Blade Runner on Omega.
What?
Yep. Then the rest of the Bullet Club came out. They were shocked. When the Bullet Club guys came out, they were like, after Omega hit, they were like shocked. Like they couldn't believe he did it. Jay White ran out of the ring when the Bullet Club came in to make the save, took the shirt off and threw it back in the ring.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Yep. That was so. Needless to say, stuff's starting to heat up, and there is into jawjacking within the Bullet Club, man. There's a lot of jawjacking, a lot of missed opportunities. I know for a fact that Tama Tonga and Tongaroa have already said that they're sick of being led by guys who lead two different factions, and like there's a lot of just beef, man. It's crazy.
And you want to know something? I like Tama Tonga. I think he's a really good promo, and he's a very good worker in the ring. I think I see big money in that guy, big time.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they form like a Samoan faction, you know, with Fale and the Tongas and all that.
Yep.
Speaking of Fale and the Tongas, they beat Chaos. After Chaos just won the tag, the open weight six man, they lost the open weight six man tonight to Bullet Club.
Okay,
so that was a good match. What do you call it? They hit the gun stun on from Tama on Beretta to win the match. So that was pretty good.
Cool.
This was a slugfest. Suzuki Gun, Davey Boy Smith and Lance Archer, the Killer Elite Squad, with Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr., who looked way undernourished in this match, over Tanahashi, Big Michael Elgin, and War Machine by pinfall with the Killer Bomb on Hansen. During the match, Suzuki was hiding under the ring, and he jumped Tanahashi outside the ring and beat him with a chair and injured his knee. So after the match, Suzuki continues to beat on Tanahashi's knee and then issues a challenge. So that's Tanahashi's next challenge is Suzuki.
Okay.
That should be fun. And LIJ, Bushi, Evil, Takahashi, Sonata, and Naito over Chaos, which was Gato, Hiroki Goto, Okada, Will Ospreay, and Hashi when Naito hit the Destino on Yoshihashi. Yep. After the match, LIJ continued to attack, and Sonata chokes Okada with the skull end. And then Naito cuts a traditional show-closing promo saying he lost, no excuses. And then he gets jumped by Chris Jericho.
What?
So apparently, Naito had some choice words for Jericho during the press conferences. Like, you know, who's this guy, this foreigner, whatever, and coming in here talking shit, whatever. Jericho took offense to it. Jumped him.
Course.
And it took the entire locker room with a bunch of young lions to keep them, you know. At one point, Naito lays on the, you know how Naito lays on the floor and cuts his, you know, and puts his arm up and, you know, does his little taunt?
Yes, I do.
After they broke him up, he did that, and Jericho jumped over the crowd, went back on top of him, and brawled again.
I love it.
So, needless to say, Chris Jericho staying in New Japan, at least for the immediate time. For the time being,
you don't think he'll still make a surprise appearance at WrestleMania?
No, no.
Wow.
You know what, Chops? No reason to. They don't. First of all, they don't need Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. There's no need for Jericho at all. It was fun, and I watched a ton of wrestling those last 24 hours. So, and I'm telling you, man, New Japan is gonna be big. They're doing the stuff in California. They're doing the dojo. Yeah, man.
I absolutely love New Japan even more now than I did before. I just want to get your opinion. Do you think Chris Jericho would be considered the Ric Flair of this era?
That's a good question. As far as longevity, putting on good matches, yeah. I mean, Flair was putting on good matches at his age, when Flair was his age, right?
Yep, I agree.
You know, it's not, to compare Ric Flair to anybody is almost not doing him an injustice. No disrespect to Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
But I feel like Ric Flair's a different animal. You know what I'm saying? I think Ric Flair was the... You know, he's the guy who worked the Broadways and the circuit. Like, he's the guy who did... I'm not saying Chris Jericho didn't put in any hard work, because he wrestled Japan and Mexico and all other shit. But I'm just saying, like, I think Flair took another path. There's a different era. So I think, you know, is Jericho more in shape than Flair? Absolutely. Can Jericho work a little better at this point with Flair? Yeah, I think so. So yeah, he might be like the Ric Flair of this era. That's a good comparison.
Is it just me or did Jericho seem a little bloated during the match with Kenny Omega?
No, you know what? This was his match. They kept saying it too, like this is his match. And I was like, yeah. It is his match. He's brawling. And Kenny Omega had to brawl with him. Had to brawl with him. You know?
It's insane how a guy like Jericho, even at 47 years old, can still pull off like a, you know, like a good 4 to 5 star quality match with a guy he's never wrestled before.
Yeah, I agree.
It's insane.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I agree. And so I think the next New Japan live show is the 27th of January. I think we'll be in Philly. I think we'll be in Philly that weekend, so.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch it on New Japan World or whatever, download it or whatever the case may be. But that's when Kevin Kelly said they'll be back for a broadcast. So, good for them. Good for New Japan. Good way to start the year off. It's always fun to start the year off this way. Now we look forward to the Rumble. Speaking of WWE, they put out the, what do you call it? I think there's two matches already signed for TakeOver, I believe. I'm not sure.
There's a bunch of them signed already.
Okay, so there's more than two. I saw the logo. Yes. The logo for the event is like a Rocky thing, so that's pretty cool. Because they're in Philly. We'll be there, so it's gonna be a good time.
Absolutely.
And we'll post pictures, and everybody's looking to meet up with us. There's a bunch of people who are not in the crew want to meet up with us, so we got some people looking out. So we'll have some fun, and we'll talk about that closer to the event. We'll also be doing our Royal Rumble contest this year. You know how it works. But this year I'm gonna have people email me, because last year it was like, the year before, like, oh, I put my name on Facebook, you didn't see it, and I'm like, no. So everybody who wants to be in the contest will have to email me and Choppy. And we'll put your name down, and we'll randomly select numbers, and that's when you get your number. And if your number wins the Rumble, you get a prize. So
there you go.
So that's but it's a good way to start the year off. You know, I'm hoping for a good year of wrestling. You know, and it's now that New Japan does this every year, you kind of get all excited for wrestling again. You know, it's like, oh wow, this is great. You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it used to be like where everybody, once Royal Rumble started, everyone would get excited for WrestleMania. Now it's like New Japan has set that standard, like, you know, we're the big dogs right now at the beginning of the year, and they're pretty much telling WWE, follow us,
right.
Pretty much. Follow our show.
Right, correct. But,
I was going to ask you, do you want to see the card so far for NXT?
If you have it.
I do.
All right, go ahead.
I have, for the NXT title, I have Johnny Gargano versus Andrade Cien Almas. And then a steel cage match for the NXT tag team titles. Eric Young and Alexander Wolf versus Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
Nice.
Exactly. And then in an extreme rules match, Adam Cole versus Aleister Black. That's another
wow.
one. And then exactly. And then I'm assuming this is going to be the opening match. Listen to this. Lars Sullivan versus that hairy behemoth Killian Dane from Sanity.
There you go. The two slabs of beef match.
Oh, it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a great show. It really is.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll stick with any other WWE news. I know they're doing the mixed gender tag thing on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that.
I don't give a shit about that either. NXT. Speaking of NXT, they're starting to tape their shows in Atlanta now. That started this week, I believe.
Yes, it did. I have some news. I from Dave Meltzer's mouth. Apparently, War Machine and Ricochet are signed and are heading to the Performance Center at the end of the month.
Oof! So that means this is War Machine's last appearance in New Japan, I guess.
Correct. Yes, yeah. And I'm excited for it because I do want to see. If they'll put the War Machine up against AOP,
you're excited. I'm not. I don't. I want the if they keep their gimmick, I'm fine with it. If they don't keep their gimmick, then it's a waste of time.
I think they're going to keep their gimmick. I honestly think they're going to keep the gimmick because that's what got them over is their gimmick. And could you imagine once War Machine goes to the main roster, will we see War Machine versus the Bludgeon Brothers?
Yeah. No. I mean, it is what it is. If that can happen and they keep that gimmick, I'm fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. What else?
I think that's it in terms of news.
All right. One more piece of news I want to just bring up. Mountain Fiji from Glow passed away.
Oh, my God. That's right.
She was 60 years old. She had a lot of medical problems. If you see the Glow documentary, she was in it, and she was really in bad shape. So she's one of my favorites. She was like the the monster of the crew, the big girl, you know, big Samoan lady. So rest in peace. You know, she's not suffering anymore, thank God. So, oh, a lot of, ooh, what's that?
Oh, I just went to go drop off a diaper for the baby, sorry.
Okay, I was like, what's, that was loud. All right.
Sorry about that.
All right, so let's, you know what, let's mute the mics and the phone.
Yep.
Take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll do our first throwback of 2018.
Sounds
I forgot
good.
To mention that we're live on The Rant. I'm sorry about that. Speaking of The Rant, real quick, this Tuesday The Rant is back. AA has some big news, not regarding the show, but he has some big news, and he wants to share it with everybody, so that's going to be cool. I believe the comic book show is back on Sunday with Surfer. I'm supposed to be jumping on with him. I'm hoping I can have the time to do some Star Wars stuff, so I'm hoping to do that. So check Surfer out. Midnight Jury comes to The Rant next Saturday night. That should be fun.
Okay.
And, you know, New Shining Wizards is out. Go get that with Matt and Kevin. And I think I'll plug everything I'll say later on. So, all right, so we're live on The Rant with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. 2018 is in effect. And Choppy and I will be right back after we play these messages for you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gobbledygookery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Okay, terrific.
All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks 2018.
Yeah.
Phil and Choppy back on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Working on year six.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. 6 years, huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And they still want to listen.
They do. They love us.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why, but they do.
I don't know. Maybe because we have sexy voices. Who knows?
Yeah, right?
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
All right. All right. What's up?
Oh, my God. This show should not even be called WCW Thunder. It should be called WCW Recap. All right, Jesus fucking Christ.
Let's get right into it then, all right? You ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
So, in keeping the year theme, I thought we did a lot of 2000. We did a lot of from 1997 last year.
Yes.
And since it's 2018 this year, I figured we'd do 1998. So I wanted to start off with something silly. And I said, you know what? Let's do. What I really want to do. I don't have enough footage for it yet, so we'll work on that. So I figured, you know what? Let's keep it real. Let's keep it grimy. Let's keep it 1998. Let's do the first episode of WCW Thunder.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. What a shit fest.
Yeah, I did. You heard that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, because it's Skype. I don't know if you can hear anything with the Skype. I just, I can't. I'm working on Skype from a different computer.
That's fine.
It's just ridiculous. I hate Skype. Needless to say, this is January 8th, 1998, from the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida, for Thunder. And this was a live Thunder. Normally, Thunder is not live. They were normally taped on Thursdays, right?
Correct.
All right. Okay. This was the first episode, like I mentioned. And you know what? This is a lot of things are happening in WCW at this point. A lot of dissension, a lot of animosity, and a ton of recap, like Choppy said.
Oh my God!
Ton of recap. So let's get right into it. What they first show the stuff with Savage and Hogan.
Correct.
Right, and then they show the beef there, and Savage went to use a chair, and Bischoff grabbed a chair, and he knocked out Eric Bischoff, and Hogan came running down. He slapped Hogan in the face, and then Nash came down, knocked out Savage. Hogan got mad.
It was like a bunch of fucking girls, arguing with each other. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I don't know what my 14-year-old mind was thinking at this time, but I actually liked this shit at this time, and I'm looking at it again. I'm like, wow, what the hell was I thinking?
No, you liked it because there was more wrestling on TV.
Exactly.
There's nothing.
That's what it was.
There's nothing wrong with your 14-year-old mind, dude. Don't beat yourself up. Because we all watch shitty wrestling because it's more wrestling. Like when I was a kid, I'm like, I'm going home to watch Global. What do you call it? Was that not Global? What was the name of it? Yeah, Global. The one that was on ESPN with the hands.
Was it with Jerry Lynn and 1-2-3 Kid?
Yeah, that was Global, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Global Force.
No, not Global Force.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to go home and watch that. It was fucking terrible. But my 15-year-old mind was like, oh, great. It's ESPN showing all the AWAs that were terrible.
You almost sounded like Tony the Tiger. My goodness, with that little impression. That was great.
Great.
Speaking of Lee Marshall.
Yeah, Lee Marshall.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man.
Yeah, rest in peace, Lee Marshall. Rest in peace, Bobby Heenan.
Oh, my God, that's right. They all... Ugh, so sad.
So Randy Savage beats Chris Adams, Gentleman Chris Adams, who was still left over from Battle Bowl.
Dude, how old was Chris Adams in this match? He had to be, like, older than Savage.
Let's see. I'll tell you right now. So Chris Adams was born in 1955, so 65, 75, 85, 95, 95. He was 43 years old.
Holy shit.
Was he the same age as Savage? Let me see.
50. I think Savage is 1952.
52, yeah. Oh, no, Savage is older.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. That's crazy. But the thing was, he originally, Chris Adams originally won the match because with the help of Lex Luger.
Yeah.
And then fucking, geriatric J.J. Dillon said, nope, that's not going to happen.
Nope. Yeah, it was terrible.
Terrible.
But it was Thunder. It was Thunder. Ooh. Ooh.
Wow.
How about Rick Martel versus Louis Spicoli?
Holy shit. Wow, that was terrible, that match. Good God. The innovator of the Death Valley Driver was the tagline of this match.
Was Louis Spicoli in that bad a shape that he always had to keep a shirt on?
Oh, he was in dude, from his days in Mexico to what he was in WCW, he was so out of shape, dude.
Was he really? I didn't see a lot of him in Mexico. He was Madonna's boyfriend in Mexico, right?
Correct. Him and I believe Eddie Guerrero and Art Barr were like almost like they weren't like a team, a stable, but they were like friends.
Yeah. Madonna's boyfriend.
Yep, but he was in really good shape at that time, and then he just looked like your uncle, you know, like your fat uncle who just didn't care.
He said, "Your fat uncle."
Oh man!
But he said, it was fat uncle.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
No, that's funny. That's funny.
What was after that? I forgot what was that. Was it another recap?
There was another recap with Hogan and Sting, I believe. And then they had Hiroshi Tenzan.
That's right, Tenzan and O'Hara.
Yeah, now O'Hara retired in 2004, but Tenzan was only 26 at this point, and he was the youngest guy to challenge for the IWGP title. He was 23.
Yes, correct.
And he had 7 years in. And this match was because the NWO started up in Japan, and Chono fought the Great Muta. Sonny Ono brought the Great Muta out, and Muta turned on Sonny Ono.
Correct.
So they sent. So the NWO Japan sent Tenzan to fight whoever Sonny Ono was bringing out, which was O'Hara. Not a terrible match.
No, I actually enjoyed this match. It was pretty good. I mean, to still see Tenzan wrestling today is amazing to me.
You know what's crazy? Tenzan was a U.S. champ too. Not only that, Tenzan looks the same. He wrestled. Yes. He wrestled the Dash, and he wrestled the Wrestle Kingdom.
Can I just? What a fantastic
match! You're breaking up, brother. What was that?
I said, "What a fantastic mullet he has!"
Yeah, his mullet's epic. He still has it. What do you mean?
Yes, I know, but
He keeps it tight.
But like in this specific match, it looked like he just got out of the barber, and it was pristine.
Oh yeah, it was tip top shape. Tip top shape for 98. Definitely.
Oh, dude.
Definitely. Your next match was Ric Flair against Chris Jericho.
Match of the night for sure.
He beat Jericho. Jericho was the young guy at this point. And I don't know, this copy I sent Choppy of this particular card, all the original music was on it.
Yes.
So you heard that terrible fucking Pearl Jam song that Jericho used to come out to.
I actually enjoyed it, dude.
Of course you did. You're a 90s kid, man. You know, you like all that crappy shit.
Oh, thanks a lot, asshole.
There's a channel on XM Radio called Asshole Face, and it's all Choppy's music. It's like a. It's all 90s fucking crap.
Listen. Yeah. Why do you hate the grunge era so much?
I don't hate grunge. I just think it wasn't as amazing as everybody thought it was. You know, it's guys just fucking turn their guitars down a little bit and, you know, wore fucking, it looked like they just came out of a fucking hamper, you know? So, I mean, it wasn't like an amazing, you know, this phenomenon, but that's another podcast. I'll save that for a philatorial or just an open mic night. But, it wasn't. What's that?
Are you making fun of the Ravens flock? Because they dressed like that too during this time.
They did.
God damn it.
They look terrible. I used to go to fucking hardcore shows and I saw 10 Lodies in a crowd, you know?
How dare you besmirch Lodi, all right? Leave Lodi alone.
Wash your clothes. Raven was making money. Wash your fucking flannel once in a while, dude.
Oh, come on. He's from Short Hills, New Jersey. Leave him alone.
Yeah, fuck him.
Okay.
Fuck him and his club foot.
Club foot. Poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah. Poor guy. Anyways. All the way to the fucking bank.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, good for him. God bless.
Yep.
God bless. No, good match. I think, yeah, you're right. Match of the night. The Giant is on a tear right now. Look, going after Kevin Nash. He beats Ming. No one cares.
I actually like this match.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was just, you know, two slabs of beef. I like that they let Ming be him. Like, they didn't... He wasn't the unstoppable monster that, you know, we all thought... We all found out he was in the locker room years later.
Yeah.
But, they put the Giant over, and rightfully so. Him and Nash were on a collision course, which was... I think they did wind up fighting at Super Brawl. So, we'll do that. I don't know what... I forget. My mind is so clouded in the late 90s, you know?
Yeah.
I forget... I know I watched all this shit. I just forgot a lot of it, you know? So, it was a good match, though.
You know what I noticed about this match? I never realized how... I mean, I know the Big Show is huge, but, like, fucking Ming or Haku is a monster himself, but he was so dwarfed by fucking Big Show. Or, I'm sorry, the Giant.
Everybody was.
Oh, my God. But Ming, he's a monster himself.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a great point. I enjoyed... I liked Big Show. I liked Paul White, the Giant, whatever. I liked him. I liked him in WCW. I thought he was a fucking menace. I liked that they had him as Andre's son, and that, you know, he turned and then went back, and, you know, because I think WCW needed him at that point, you know, to be the guy to back up Luger and Sting. And
can I just mention one thing? What was the problem with WCW not coming up with some theme music for this motherfucker? It was whenever he was part of a faction, that's when he had theme music. But then if he was by himself, there was no theme music for this guy.
I didn't notice that.
You're
right.
He never had theme music. It's all when he was with the Dungeon of Doom, he had theme music. And then when he was with the NWO, but then other than that, he never had theme music when he was by himself.
That's a great point.
Stupid.
No, it was stupid. You're absolutely right. I didn't even realize that. But you're absolutely right. Shit.
These fucking geniuses who invented the NWO, but you can't come up with fucking music? Fucking the Giant? Come on. Terrible. That's crazy.
Let's see. Bill Goldberg against Steve Mongo McMichael again.
Oh, what a clinic.
What a clinic.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to tell everybody how much I hate Mongo, so whatever, you know?
No, he's your favorite horseman, shut up.
He can eat a fucking bag of Lee Marshall's dicks, I don't know what I'm going to tell you. I don't know.
I would say give him a bag of Lee Marshall's flakes.
Give him what?
A bag of Lee Marshall's flakes.
Marshall's flakes? Yeah. They're great! Hello, everybody. We're live here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We're at the Nitro party. We're fucking faces.
By the way, did you notice what Lee Marshall said in commentary?
I missed it, but go ahead.
Before Jericho and Ric Flair wrestled, Jericho was issuing an apology.
Oh, yeah,
David Pinsir.
David Pinsir.
And then he says, is this another recording from Monday?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Okay, terrific.
He goes, is this another recording from Monday?
Oh, dude, I laughed so hard when I heard that. It was so funny.
I got to work on my Lee Marshall.
No, your impression's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm working on it. How about the Steiners against Bagwell and Conan?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Everybody can work. I mean, Conan's a good worker. Bagwell, for what it's worth, was a good worker, you know?
He's all right.
He's all right. Rick and Scott, you know?
You know what it was? And you could see that they were already, you know, feeding the idea that Scott Steiner was eventually going to turn into a bad guy. Because you already noticed it, in you know, with his entrance he did, and then at the end of the match where he did the Frankensteiner instead of doing the tag team maneuver. that they normally did. He just did the Frankensteiner, and he just ended the match right there.
I think it was time, too. The Steiners did everything they could have done. You know what I'm saying at that point? You know?
I understand, but, like, do you think that Scotty was good as a singles wrestler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He wasn't amazing, but he held his own. He got too big, though, you know? Like, he got way too big for me in terms of, like, working. Like, his work rate, I think, got decreased when he put on all that fucking muscle, you know?
I feel like he was very immobile.
Yeah.
Like you said, he was not as athletic as he was in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And I think his work rate suffered because of all the muscle mass he put on.
Yeah, if he would have kept that same weight he was at that time and then just turned and cut his hair, he would have been fine.
Yes.
He would have been fine.
I agree.
He would have been world champion multiple times, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he was that good at that point. He was a great guy. He was a great wrestler. His match with Ric Flair was on one of the Clash of Champions. That was a good match. You know, him and Scotty went the distance, almost, I think. Yeah.
And not to discredit Rick, because Rick was also a very good worker.
Oh, yeah, I love Rick Steiner. Rick Steiner was a singles guy. Well, Rick Steiner was mainly, outside of his TV title run, when he was with the Varsity Club, when he broke away from the Varsity Club, when he was in Mid-South with Sting, he was always part of a stable or a tag team with him and Eddie Gilbert.
Yep.
Him and Sting, like, they, you know what I'm saying? He was primarily a tag team wrestler, so for him to get a run with a TV title was pretty impressive, you know?
I remember, if I'm not mistaken, the only belt that he did not win was the world title, because he was U.S. champion, TV champion, tag champ. All he really needed was the world title.
I forgot he was U.S. champion.
Yep, and he was beat by Booker T.
That's right. Good call. I totally forgot about that.
Yep.
Ray Traylor beat Scott Hall.
Oh, my fucking God. Ray Traylor, dude. Fucking Big Bubba Rogers.
He took a beating from them because he recently turned. Like, they turned on him or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was spray painting him and shit, you know. So him getting his win on Scott Hall was pretty impressive, you know.
The match itself was just, you know, subpar.
Yeah, no. Nothing. It wasn't. No, just to move the storyline along, though, they... It did all right, though, you know?
And then before, prior to the match, Larry Zbyszko had about a 20-minute promo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And, I mean, it was okay. I mean, Larry's promos were a lot better when he was younger. I think he, in terms of his interview work, I think he lost a step or two.
Yeah.
But I think it was fine. It was okay.
Another good match, though. This Hoovy versus Ultimo Dragon for the Cruiserweight title, and Hoovy wins.
Yes.
Is this Hoovy's first Cruiserweight title? It might be.
Yeah, it is. It is. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Jericho turns heel, and then I believe he wins the belt from Hoovy.
Yeah.
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a good match. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, very good. Ultimo Dragon, I tell you right now, Ultimo Dragon, one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, that dude was like, he was
legit.
He was on another planet, dude. He was,
yes.
He came to work all the time. Like, that dude, I don't think I've ever seen a bad Ultimo Dragon match.
My favorite matches with Ultimo Dragon were probably him and Dean Malenko.
Dean Malenko, I was about to say that, yeah.
Oh, hands down.
Because there was no nonsense. You know what I'm saying? And both guys, like, their work rate was so good, they just went in and did their thing. You know, it wasn't, you know, almost like they didn't have to talk to each other. They worked so good together. You know what I'm saying?
And I believe, and that's very rare sometimes, because also, if I'm not mistaken, Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat had that same connection.
Correct.
They just knew what to do when they got in there. That was it.
Correct. Correct. Then there was a promo with Lex Luger talking about the NWO and how he's sick and tired of being, you know, telling JJ how sick and tired he is of WCW not doing the right thing by them, and
that,
with the whole referee thing and all that other nonsense. And he's like, we'll take matters into our own hands. I talked to DDP. I talked to Sting. I talked to so-and-so. Like, who gives a shit?
He's your favorite wrestler. Shut up. Don't talk bad about him.
You better knock it off with those favorite. That's two favorite wrestler cracks you made in this segment, sir.
Come on. He was your favorite. You know you liked him.
Listen. You know what I'd like? For you to be sitting here, but you're not, so shut up. All right? You fuck. Anyway, Sexy Lexi defeats Big Flash Norton. And we talked about
I don't get this. Why did Norton lose, man? I love Norton, man. The guy lost too much in WCW.
Yeah, he was undervalued in the WCW. But we talk about that every time we mention him.
I know, because every time I see this guy, I'm like, why was this motherfucker not pushed, man? He was a legit power lifter, a legit arm wrestler. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Use that.
They could have did the whole thing with the arm wrestling gimmick, you know?
Exactly. And then if I'm not mistaken, at one point during his NWO era, he actually brought over the IWGP title from Japan.
Yeah.
And he flashed it around on Nitro, and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. I gotta look up some of his matches from New Japan.
Oh my god, they're so good.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah. I like revisiting that. So they did a promo. Well, after the U.S. title match was the last. It was the main event, I guess.
Yeah.
In between all the fucking promos and you know that they showed the whole thing with Sting and Hogan. Hogan now Sting has to relinquish the title from Starrcade and all the bullshit.
Yeah. I remember.
U.S. title match. Diamond Dallas Page beats Kevin Nash by DQ.
Yep.
Wasn't terrible. Most importantly, though, was afterwards when Sting had to relinquish the title to Hogan, and he says, he tells him, like, your ass is mine or something like that. He tells him,
he pretty much says, he says to JJ, you have no guts, and then he points to Hogan with the bat, and he says, and you're a dead man.
Yeah,
and
you're a dead man. Yeah, exactly.
And if that was the first time you heard Sting speak talk in over a year and a half.
Right. So that was pretty, I guess, momentous, I guess. Yeah, epic.
I lost my mind when he spoke for the first time in such a long time. I was like, oh my god, he's talking!
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so, it was crazy.
Yeah, so this was a live, this was it. This was the, I don't see Choppy and myself doing much Thunders, but we just figured we'd do the first one.
Dude, what aggravates me is that this show could have been so much better, but it was a fucking recap for Nitro.
Yeah, you know, not for nothing, dude. SmackDown was like that for a long time.
It was, but when it first started in 99 and then up until 2000, it was a very good show.
Right.
It would just show little snippets, not like full-blown five-minute recap videos. That's like a wasted show at that point, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're going to show us five-minute videos of what happened on Nitro, you might as well just put Nitro back on TBS. And show us what happened on, you know, rerun Nitro. Because what a lot of our young listeners don't realize is that back in the day, there was no such thing as DVR. You know, we had to flip back through channels to see what was going on. And that was it. We really couldn't watch. And that's probably the reason why Eric Bischoff pretty much had a recap on Thunder for what happened on Nitro. So people could follow it.
Well, this was basically the network telling them to, because they were so hot, we need more footage. We need another show.
Yep.
And I don't think they were prepared to do that the way they were structured.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't do a lot of, a lot of work. A lot of the top wrestlers didn't wrestle all the house shows, and they didn't tour all the time. Those guys were guaranteed contracts with X amount of dates. So they're only showing up for the Nitros and the pay-per-views, basically. And for them to now bleed all that over to Thunder, you know, it was, I guess, kind of a bad transition. Hence, why you had a highlight show.
If I'm not mistaken, though, like with Hall and Nash's contracts, I believe they were like the contracts they had was like 150 dates a year for like 1.5 million. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, like. Did they even really wrestle 150 dates a year? It could have been a lot less than that, you know?
It could have been. Sadly, this was one of the only shows at that time that I did not watch regularly. I remember taping this one because it was the first one.
Okay.
I may have watched a month's worth after that, and then I totally forgot about it. Like, I didn't even – it wasn't on my radar.
No, dude. I was watching this, and I was watching WCW Saturday Night all the time.
I think everybody watched Saturday Night. That's you know, that's either here or there. They would replay Thunder, like, they would replay Thunder like they replayed Nitro.
Correct.
So I would come home late at night and I would watch it, but not. I wouldn't. I didn't have my radar was not on it, you know. And now, with, if the network decides to release some of the episodes, maybe I'll watch them just for nostalgia reasons. But you know, if this was any indication of what the show base was going to be like, it's again just a you know a recap show.
So, yeah, I mean,
sad.
I was very happy to see you know Ultimo Dragon and Hoovy on the show because let's be realistic. The cruiserweights were the saving grace of this of the company.
It was a loaded show, though. You had Flair and Jericho, Giant Ming, you know, Steiners and NW against the NWO. I mean, you had Diamond DDP and Nash, Macho Man. You had a Hogan was on the show. Like you had a stack, but that's the thing, though. If these guys were on it every week, it'd be cool. But it came down to you know Ray Traylor against Conan. You know, it's like. Or whoever it was, it wasn't star studded every week.
You know what's the problem though? By like, okay, it's like what you said with these contracts, these guaranteed contracts. What they did was they will resort to a lot of the mid carders to carry the show, because from 98 to about 99, they had all main event talent wrestling there. By 2000, if there was, I don't even remember if the show was running in 2000, but I do remember by like early 2000. Thunder was just not watchable anymore because there was no more star-studded talent there. They were just relying on guys like, and no offense to these guys, they were just relying on Perry Saturn, Dean Malenko, Jericho, Benoit, Shane Douglas, because Shane Douglas wasn't even a main event talent at that time when he came in. He was like a mid-card guy. And to rely on just the same fucking talent and not bring in a main event talent, it just ruined the show. And that's why I never survived.
Right. No, you're right, dude. So. You're absolutely right.
So.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, if it would have had the star power like it did on this episode every week, then you might have an argument and say, wow, this is a great, this is like, this would have been like the SmackDown of WCW.
Correct.
But it never came to pass. And, of course, Vince did the right thing the next year and started SmackDown and took off with it, you know. So
I'll tell you right now, when SmackDown first started, I was watching that religiously, and not for nothing. When I started watching SmackDown, I just totally like what you did with Thunder. I totally forgot about Thunder, and then I was just all SmackDown.
Well, I didn't forget about SmackDown. I'll tell you why. At that time, I was getting involved in EMS, and I was doing volunteer work. And me and Tank would work together on Thursday nights.
Oh yeah,
with our buddy Will Sweeney.
Yes.
So Tank had a TV. He had a TV up in Dispatch on the little 10-inch gimmick on the whatchamacallit on the desk there. So if he was dispatching, I would come sit with him and watch SmackDown. If I was dispatching, he'd come watch SmackDown with me. We would watch SmackDown every single Thursday. That, and then we would watch South Park. When the crew wasn't on the job, we were on a truck, we were dispatching. So we were basically dispatching while I was in EMT school and practicing on the truck. But me and Tank, God rest his soul, would fucking watch SmackDown all the time. So,
well, let me ask you something. I know it's not a SmackDown show right now, but what was one of your favorite moments from SmackDown? Like early SmackDown?
Early SmackDown?
Anything, like 99?
Anything with The Rock. Anything with The Rock. Anything with The Rock in it. Was my
I would have to say my favorite moment would probably have been when they brought in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, when he smacked Triple H?
Yeah, dude. I don't know what it was about that SmackDown, because him like talking to Austin and The Rock, and then you know getting with it with, you know, fighting Triple H. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Because I was always Arnold Schwarzenegger. I loved Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I'm sure a lot of people, other people do. And to see Arnold on the show was just like, wow, look at this. This is amazing. This is when you know WWF at the time was like the it. It was it. Because they were bringing so many fucking celebrities in.
Yeah, Arnold was the shit, dude.
He was the shit. Absolutely.
I want to try to find something. Hold on a second.
Yeah, not a problem. Do your thing, dude.
Oh, where is it? Come on. Yeah. Talk about Arnold. I wanted to play something real quick. I should have fucking pulled it up, but I didn't think you were going to bring it up. So, let's see. Let's see if it comes out. Okay. There we go. All right. Where the hell is it? God damn it. God damn it. I fucking hate the internet today. The internet's not my friend today.
You know what? It's because of the weather, dude. I mean, I don't know if I told you this. When I was outside with my phone today, the phone completely shut off on me because it was so cold.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God, dude. I was like, are you? I was so pissed. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And my Beats headphones shut off on me as well because it was so cold.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Oh, dude, that is so fucking bad.
You know what? That's when you know shit's bad. That's when you know shit's bad.
See, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you right now, it's fucking cold over here in the Northeast, all right?
You ain't lying.
It's no joke.
You are not lying.
Yep. No problemo.
You didn't hear that?
All right, do it again?
Wait, hold on.
No problemo.
That's awesome.
How are you?
How are you?
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Now.
Stop whining. How are you?
My favorite is like, kill me! Kill me now! Oh, man. I love Arnold.
I forgot about chat room. What's up, Mario? What's up, Shaylin? Surfer's in there. I'm sorry, guys. Normally, Choppy mans the chat room. So I didn't have the monitor turned until now. I apologize.
Yeah, I just want to – first off, I just want to apologize to all the listeners. I honest to God, if it wasn't for the weather conditions, I would be over there like right now. And not to I didn't want to disappoint the fans. I definitely didn't want to disappoint my broadcast partner. I made it a point that I wanted to be on the show today. The first show of the year, I wanted to be on it. And no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, either way, doesn't matter. We're almost done.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I know you weren't coming until right before the show. My phone was charging. And you called, and I was like, man, shit. And I did not want to do the show. I kept saying, where the fuck is he? Normally he's here already. I'm in the living room sitting there waiting for you because I had everything queued up.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, it's all good. Technology is dope. And you know we should set you up with the you got to get your laptop together too so you can use the other mic that we have here.
Correct.
Use that shit, you know. Oh, Nick German's in the chat room. Is that a Bastion Booger avatar he's got? It is.
Yeah, it's my head on it. He's a fucking dick.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, it is.
what a dick bag.
Yes, Mario, we did give a review of Wrestle Kingdom. We opened the show with it, so you can get it on the download, which will be up later on, right after the show.
By the way, can I get that MP4 of Wrestle Kingdom?
You can. I mean, I could try to send it to you. I could try to mail it to you.
Yeah, if you can, that'd be great. I want to see if I can watch a little bit of it tomorrow because I'm pretty sure I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to do a little shopping. I think I'm going to Wally World tomorrow.
Oh, good for you, bro. I don't know if I'm doing any shopping tomorrow. Probably just going to go maybe buy some baby formula, and that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, nothing's going on. It's too rough to go out, you know.
I can't even walk. Dude, I don't even know how I managed to walk outside today. I was walking all over the fucking place today. It was insane. All
right, Nick said he's got a website for you to watch it on, so I'll have to send it to you.
All right, perfect.
So, Nick, just message Choppy with the website.
Thanks, Nick.
And then Choppy can watch it. So, oh yeah,
see, I love our.
Yeah, he just posted it. Yeah, but yeah, Choppy's not watching the chat room, Nick. So just text him with that.
Yeah, you fucking ass clown.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Oh man, what else is going on? We talked about Philly. We're going to be in Philly at the end of the month.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Talking to Kathy Hummer last night. She's going to be out there.
Yep, she is. You're right.
We're going to meet up with Nick and the crew.
By the way, are we still going to – before TakeOver, do you still want to go to the ECW Arena and go meet up with the Legends?
If money is good, yeah, I would definitely want to go to that convention. But we have to go to fucking the cheesesteak spot.
Of course,
in
absolutely.
Center City, yeah, in Center City, yeah.
Yeah.
We'd definitely do that.
I mean, you guys are the Philly aficionados, man. I don't know anything about Philly, so you guys are going to have to show me around.
It's going to be too cold to do, like, the whole touristy,
of course.
Go see the crack bell and all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we'll definitely do it up. We're talking about staying overnight, too, I think, just because of the weather and, you know, who wants to drive back after all that. We'll talk about it, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll come back on Sunday for the Rumble. And come back over here to my place and watch the Rumble. It's going to be dope. I'm very excited about the Rumble this year.
Yep.
And we'll talk about a moment when it get closer to the event. So, you know, but I'm glad. But I'm sorry I ignored the chat room tonight. I'm just,
We apologize again.
Just because technical difficulties, I was totally fixated on getting fucking Skype up and getting Choppy to get on so he can do the show from his house. And, you know, thank God that worked. So, anything else before we actually start wrapping it up? We do, you know, normally we're a little early tonight, but, you know, it's been a while, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it for me, man, unless you have anything else.
I don't have anything else, man. I'm gonna watch some more wrestling this weekend since I'm already in the house. I'm going to probably watch some old New Japan. Maybe.
I actually just got the link from Nick German just now, so I'm going to be watching some Wrestle Kingdom now.
Yeah, you need to message me when you're done watching it. I want to get your opinion. I want to.
Absolutely.
No, it was definitely a good card. You'll enjoy it. Mario, I don't know if you saw it, but it was a good card. We talked about it in the beginning. I gave all my results. Definitely, if you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's a nice way to start the year now. The last couple of years, like, you get that gleam of hope that wrestling's not going to suck, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it does, you know.
But you want to know something? New Japan always does right by the fans.
Last couple of years, they have.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. I'm sorry. They've been doing really well.
Yeah, no, they have. It's no joke. It's ridiculously good. And with the influx of talent that they have now, with all the gaijin over there, with Kenny Omega being the big star he is, the Bucks, you know, Tanahashi is the fucking John Cena of New Japan. You know, Okada's the best wrestler in the world right now, my opinion.
I still cannot believe that man is still the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. I can't believe it.
I can't believe he's vertical. Like, I can't believe that the stuff that he's endured, that his neck is not a stack of dimes right now.
Him? What about Kenny Omega?
Yeah, but more Okada, though, man. Okada's been caught out there.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm not saying Okada, but, like, him and Kenny Omega have been killing each other this last year. You got to see what these guys put themselves through. They're fantastic wrestlers.
Yeah, no, it's nothing short of brilliant. You know what? Mario says he's watching it backwards. I did the double first and watched it back from the opening. Okay, good. We'll take questions from the chat room. Anybody have any questions before we wrap it up? If not, then we'll call it a night and work on next week for you guys.
It sounds good.
Yeah, big weekend next week, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show. You know, Midnight Jury on Saturday, got us on Friday.
Yep.
All the shows come back this week. You know, Rant and Wrestling and the Wizards. Well, the Wizards really didn't take off. They did a show in between the holidays. But and I'm sorry, I was going to put a best of up. I was just too fucking tired. I'm, you know. Playoff predictions. I'm sorry, go ahead, Chop.
You're just going to sort of say that the holiday season does wear you out after a while, you know?
Yeah. Mario wants to know our playoff predictions for football. Have you been following? Or because the Giants suck, you haven't been doing anything, right?
I've been watching just because my Giants have pissed me off, dude. I'm done with the NFL season. But if I were, I don't know who. I honestly, I don't even know who's gonna make Super Bowl. To be honest with you, I really don't know.
Well,
I'm hoping at least your Vikings make it.
Well, tomorrow is a wild card game. Titans and Chiefs. I like. My kid's a Titans fan. Long story, but he's been a Titans fan since he's a baby. His uncle John is a Titans fan / Houston Oilers fan. So when he was like an infant, they started buying him all the gear, and he just stuck with that team. So he's a Titans fan.
Gotcha.
I like the Titans in this game, although Chiefs have a great – they have amazing home field advantage. So I'm going to take the Titans, though, for tomorrow. Sunday, Jacksonville against Buffalo. This might be the game of the playoffs. Jacksonville has the second best defense in football. The Bills just made it by the skin of their teeth, literally.
But that's how they—that's what they do every year. It's like by the skin of their teeth, and then they
well, Buffalo hasn't made the playoffs in like 7 years. So
yeah, correct. Yeah. I understand that.
So I'm taking Jacksonville. And then 8:15 tomorrow night, the Rams and the Falcons. Now, the Rams won an easy division this year. And the Falcons have a ton to prove. Yeah. I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with the Falcons on that one.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Yeah, you know what? I might take the Falcons as well. Though the Rams put up some serious points this year, so that could be like a shootout. That might be like a 45-38 type of shit game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, correct.
And then Sunday night, So tomorrow is Titans, Chiefs, Falcons, Rams. We got a lot of football tomorrow. Sunday is the Bills, Jaguars, and Panthers and Saints. I'm going to take the Saints.
I'm going to go with the Panthers on that one.
Okay.
I don't know why.
And then
I just have a feel.
And then all the first round, and then all the league leaders have a bye, like New England, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. They all have byes because they won it, and Philadelphia.
You want to know something? Now that my Giants are out, I want to see if your Vikings can make it.
And they would have the Super Bowl was in Minnesota this year.
That's perfect.
Imagine
they might make it.
They might have home field advantage all the way to the playoffs.
I'm telling you, dude, they might make it.
Nick German wants to know who's winning the Rumble this year.
Zero fucks given. I don't care.
Nick, it's too early. Way too early, man. I have to process this the next couple of weeks.
Oh, you know what? You want to know something? Roman Reigns is going to win. Here you go. That's my prediction.
Roman Reigns. Okay, that's our early pick is Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Christy Hemme underwent surgery to have the babies, the quintuplets, the quadruplets.
Oh, she has quadruplets coming.
Four kids. Yeah, they had a dad. So I think she's having the babies like today or tomorrow or something like that.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Nick says, I want to see the Vikings host the Super Bowl and play at home. Yeah, of course, man. I'm going to Florida for the Super Bowl this year for my cousin's party. If they win, dude, I already told my wife that if they win, I'm setting a budget aside. I'm buying a new jersey, new gear, you know. She wants to buy a pair of Minnesota Vikings tights. I'm like, listen, don't buy the tights till they win the NFC Championship, all right? But you know, don't ruin it for me. But yeah.
They might make it to the Super Bowl, dude. They might make it.
I'm telling you, man, with a backup quarterback too. He's been their starting quarterback since like week two or week three.
What did I tell you from the beginning of the season? Did I tell you that Minnesota looked really good?
Their defense looked really good, and their defense is fantastic. I didn't expect them to play well offensively, and they did. No, you know, I'm very pessimistic when it comes to football. I've been a Vikings fan since 1989. Okay, I've seen them go to the NFC Championship game twice. Okay, and lose, and they lost to the Falcons. Yo, oh wait, Nick, I'm not buying the fucking Chinese jerseys because you know why? I bought them already, and they don't facilitate fat people. You know, their fucking 3X is like a 1X. So I'm not doing it. I wish if you find the fucking plus size football jersey site, then yeah, look me up. Marius, did you see the New England will be struck by a karma for bad calls against Pittsburgh? Yes. I don't want New England to go again.
Fuck New England.
If I had another team to root for, it'd probably be the Steelers. I mean, I have a little bit of love for the Giants because of my yeah, Nick, that's the fucking place I ordered it from. The place you posted, and they fucking jipped me. I ordered a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey, and it was way too small, and it was my size, too. Anyway, yeah, Shaylin wants to know, do you guys think Daniel Bryan is leaning towards being a heel GM on SmackDown or gray area?
I think he's already turned heel. I mean, I saw SmackDown. He looks like he's already a heel.
I didn't watch SmackDown. I'll Hulu it.
Yeah. Use that Hulu account.
Yeah, I'll Hulu it. Thank you. No problem. God damn it, Phil. I love that site. They have good. They do have good stuff because you're a nice, skinny, fit person, Nick. I'm not. I'm a fat fucking savage. And they don't have my size, dude.
Man, don't give Nick German any credit. He has that old man physique. Get the fuck out of here.
No, he's handsome, according to some. According to certain people in our social circle, I won't mention names. But Nick is quite the handsome bastard. And we'll keep it as that. Choppy's like, yeah.
Any hoot.
Old man physique. Choppy, really, he said?
Well, I got the old man physique, so it's okay.
Okay, terrific.
All right, well, my broadcast partner, do we have any other questions from the wonderful fans?
They're coming in. Well, they were coming in as we were talking, so I don't see anything else right now. Let's see. Nick German looks like he can kick someone's ass. I'm sure he can. But anyway, yeah, man. I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else.
That's awesome. All right, then.
We'll just start wrapping this up then. Let me play some music. And then we'll start wrapping this bad boy up. Anyway. So, any closing thoughts before we break out of here or what?
No, that's it, man. I'm just going to watch Wrestle Kingdom tomorrow. I can't wait.
Watch that shit right now. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, just...
let's see. I don't have anything else, man. Shaylin loves the shout out we got from Mean Gene. We do too. Thank you.
Yeah, we loved it. Mean Gene was fantastic.
I'm just beyond words for that. So, as Mean Gene would say,
fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Put that cigarette out.
Put that cigarette out.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we'll work on next week's show. I hope 2018 is good for everybody, man. It's going to be good for us. We're going to be kicking some major ass.
Yep.
Have a lot of new content for you. You know. And hopefully you guys enjoy it.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't forget, like I said, Sunday, Chop It, Surfers comic book show, 5 p.m. I may be on that show making an appearance if time allows me to. And I think it will. So Surfer, I'll be getting in touch with you in another couple hours, hopefully. Let's see what else. So Monday we have the sports report returning with William Morgan. Tuesday is the Wizards and the Rant returns, and then you got Thursday Rant and Wrestling. Friday you got us, and Saturday our brothers from Philly, the Midnight Jury, come to the Rant.
Yep.
Very excited about this, Choppy. Very. I love Mike, Adam, Sydney, Cal. Those are our people. Very, very excited. Got nothing but love for the Jury. Been a fan for theirs since day one. That's pretty much it, man. And, of course, go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Get all our back content. Support all of our friends who are not network affiliates. Give a shout to RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. A ton of new stuff on air. That's pretty much it, man. I have nothing else.
That's it for me, too.
So, on behalf of my tag team partner, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Do not get arrested. Don't say any of the nasty words. Be kind to animals. Be kind to people. Be a good fucking human being, all right? And watch the rest. What's that?
And don't be a dick like Nick German.
Don't be a dick like Nick German. We love you guys. Have a great rest of your weekend. Stay warm if you're in the Northeast. And don't slip on any ice and break your nub. All right?
All right.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
All right. Hang out. Don't log off yet. All right? Gotcha. All right.